the destruction of higher law. We also note that the individualist concept of law tends to deny the obligations to follow a higher or eternal law. This concept greatly simplifies moral law, which is based on human nature, by limiting it to merely the natural right of self-preservation. Such law is severely limited in both scope and content, since it does not consider the role of law and justice in the perfection of our nature. If the only unconditional moral fact is the natural right of each to his self-preservation, and therefore all obligations to others arise from contract, justice becomes identical with the habit of fulfilling one's contracts, explains philosopher Leo Strauss. Justice no longer consists in complying with standards that are independent of human will. Thus, law is reduced to mere regulation, aiding individual self-interest, safeguarding property or contracts, and keeping public order. Without references to any universal principles, civil law easily embraces positivism, a philosophy that holds that the foundation of law is no longer found in natural law, but the state itself. The individualist order extends beyond simply doing what one wants. It tends to develop shallow and loose associations favorable to self-interest, but which break all those strong ties that lead to the social cohesion so necessary for our troubled times. The immense freedoms that we as Americans enjoy would gain much if we could once again acknowledge those natural social institutions that temper yet give meaning and context to this freedom. Without this recognition, far from enhancing true freedom, individualism has only served to destroy it.